Give Joe Thomas 20 minutes weekday mornings, and he'll get you everything you need to know. Only on Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
There you go again with the cool, you know, Elena Schroeder is going to stop calling, you know, she tolerates us, you know, but she's got the patience of a saint when you guys play Cool in the Gang. I guess it becomes, you know, emblematic of our Live United segments where we turn our attention to Women United Together in Philanthropy. Elena Schroeder is on with us. Elena, how are you doing this morning?
Well, I am great. Thank you for letting us be on the radio this morning.
Now, one of these days, we're going to get you back in the studio. I promise I haven't changed anything. I actually think, you know, like Pompeii, if you come back in here, you'll find the headsets and things like that are still sitting in the same spot they were the last time you were here, you know, before the avalanche.
Right.
How are things going at Women United in Philanthropy now? You know, you got past and the grant, you know, presentations were great, and I hope you ginned up a whole lot of new members as well.
Yeah, we are. We have over 230 members at the moment. What we do, we are a collective giving organization in the Charlottesville area. So our members all work together to offer grants to local area nonprofits that serve local women and children in our community. Mm-hmm. And last year, in 2019, we awarded two grants, $30,000 each, to you know, two local organizations. And today we have Jessica Maslany from the Piedmont Family YMCA. The YMCA received a grant for their Early Childhood Learning Center last year, and so I've invited her on today to talk about, you know, what they've done with their grant and also, you know, how the pandemic has changed their operations, because I'm sure that what they thought would happen a year ago is not what actually ended up happening.
Oh, wow. Yeah, no kidding.
Right.
Morning,
life
Jessica.
Is so uncertain.
Jessica, are you there?
Yeah, good morning.
Oh, there you are. I thought we lost her for a second, Elena, and that would have been awkward. you know, as Elena was saying, you know, the pandemic really must have changed, you know, what you thought you were going to use the grant for, but I'm sure it became even more important to have received it.
Yeah, so the grant dollars actually supported us through our 2019-2020 calendar year. So we follow kind of an academic calendar year similar to the school-age child care. So we did close our operations March 18th through June 19th because of the pandemic, but we were able to serve kids from that August 2019 all the way until March until we closed, and then we reopened on the 22nd, still serving kids. And really, I think it heightens the need for financial assistance for families that really have no other option if they want to return back to work. They need childcare.
So, Elena, you know, talk about the process, or maybe Jessica, you know, of you know what you went through, and you know, and what was the feeling when you were able to receive this grant from the Women United. I've talked to so many folks who are in the grant writing business, and it takes such a, you know, it's stressful, isn't it, to, you know, make sure that you're putting everything in there that can you know sway the board and the voters.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely is stressful, but this one was really exciting for us just because, you know, Women United has such a phenomenal reputation, and really the selection process that they go through to, you know, invite organizations to participate, and then they do site visits, and so they really get to know you as an organization, and then they give you the opportunity to present your grant proposal in front of their 230 member base. So just being able to have that exposure and to share our story and to tell that many people about what the Y is doing, it's probably one of my favorite grants that we've ever written.
Elena, you know, you mentioned collective giving and what that really, you know, for somebody who hasn't heard you on with us before, we try to explain it each time. The more members you have, the more help you can give the community. You're not doing fundraising, telethons and things like that. Membership is how you come up with this grant money.
Exactly. Our members all donate. They donate $100 or more. Some members are very generous and donate a lot more. And that's where all of our funds come from. So the more members we have, the, you know, the bigger grants we are able to award. And Jessica mentioned this briefly, and I wanted to stress this. It is a very competitive grant process. And that's one of the things that we're most proud of. You know, our members have the opportunity to nominate organizations, and we have gotten, you know, 20-some, some years even over 30 grant nominations each year. And so even to be selected as a finalist, you know, we have 5 finalists most years, and to get just to that point of being a finalist from these 20-some nominations is an honor in and of itself. And so, you know, that's why I think it's even more amazing, you know, to be a finalist, to be a recipient. You know, it is a very competitive grant process. And as Jessica mentioned, there are several steps that all the organizations go through. So we do our due diligence.
Well, and it begins with members. It's not just about the financial side. Members are the ones who come up and say, hey, I know of a group that could probably stand to be able to get this grant money. That's an important part of the story, isn't it, Jessica? That this was, you know, you were nominated by a member of Women United in Philanthropy to be in the running for this grant.
Yeah, I mean, I think that invitation process just makes it kind of a more selective process. And like Elena said, it was an honor to be nominated by one of the members of Women United Philanthropy.
Elena, you know, how does somebody find out about being a member? I know that when we have the presentations and you've managed to, even through the pandemic, do this, you know, so people were involved and gathered, even if it was electronically. But if somebody's just interested and they want to go to your Facebook page or your website, how do they go about becoming a member?
So our website and our Facebook, they're both Women United Seville. So if you want to go to our website, womenunitedseville.org, there's a Join Now page that is pretty obvious, so you can join at any time. We're always accepting new members. We are about to kick off our membership drive for our 2021 year, for the 2021 grant cycle. So if anybody joins now, you know, they would be all in place. Like, the grant cycle usually kicks off in January. So anyone who's a member in January is able to nominate an organization to be considered for a grant. They're able to serve on the grant committee. They can participate in that whole process. We are looking forward to our 2021 grant cycle.
Well, I appreciate both of you. Jessica, as always, you know, the great work you do at the Brooks Family YMCA and the programs there. But Elena Schroeder as well at Women United Together in Philanthropy. Thank you both so much for being part of our Live United segments and of course, you know, continuing the work and working on into where we can actually start all hanging out together again.
Can't wait.
I miss those days.
Me too.
Tuned in to you as much as you are tuned into us.
I'm at work, I can put my headphones in.
Fox News Update, every half hour on Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHB.